This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This would be Foreigner. Oh, sorry, Jay.
You're as cold as ice. You're willing to sacrifice our love. You never take advice. Someday you'll pay the price. I know.
I think men would refer to women like this as being ice queens. But listen, there may be some circumstances in which why wouldn't a guy be an ice king? Right? Have you ever heard that? I've never heard that expression. I've heard ice queen.
Doesn't that sound like, you hear ice queen and it sounds like a diss, but if you hear ice king, it's like, oh, hey.
Yeah, hey, hey, gang.
Yeah, right.
Okay, the fur bikini, speaking of being cold as ice or warm as you know what, Raquel Welch, certainly a sex symbol for the ages. There are a number of fur bikinis that she used to wear and some of the things that she did for... I think she liked wearing them just for the fun of it. So there is the Raquel Welch collection. There's an auction scheduled for April, and the auction is entitled Bombshell, the Raquel Welch Collection. And so looking at the items that are up for bid, fur bikinis... worn in her TV special in the 70s, really Raquel. Let's see here. The bikini was used in her first film, 1 Million Years B.C., which is about as silly as anything you can imagine on the screen. It was just silly. Now, did all the guys who were my age want to go see her bopping around? Of course. They didn't care what the... That million years, it was 1 million years B.C. or 20,000 leagues under the sea or Star Wars, whatever, wherever she was. If she's bopping around in a fur bikini, let's go watch it. And that's what they did. Let's see here. She was in one of the Three Musketeers movies. There had been a bunch of them. And she had also, she was on, they've got a halter dress that she wore in the Muppet Show. So a lot of shoes and accessories and jewelry and furnishings will all be... She lived in Beverly Crest in L.A. She had a 2018 Mercedes-Benz 550 convertible. She had a 14-karat gold wedding ring. She was married four times. Who gave her that? I wonder.
Mm-hmm. Or did she get it herself?
Her real name was Jo Raquel Tejeda. Is that how you pronounce it?
Oh, where did Welch come from?
It came from not being able to have people identify with Tejeda back in those days. Okay, here's Raquel Tejeda.
It's either like the agent or the management gives them the name, or a family maiden name, I think, who is it? Natalie Portman. Portman comes from, I believe, her maternal grandmother's maiden name.
Really? Yeah. There's a story about a singer from the 50s and 60s and early 70s whose name was Guy Mitchell, but that wasn't really his name at all. His real name was Francois, some Italian name that you could never pronounce. So he was discovered by Mitch Miller, who was the number one producer at Columbia Records in that period of time. He ran Columbia Records before Tony Orlando did. And so he not only was an administrator, but he had the Mitch Miller sing-along show and, orchestras and choruses and all that stuff. But he would find talent. So he found this fellow who had a great voice. I never felt more like crying all night, because everything's wrong and nothing ain't right without you. You got me singing the blues. So that was one of his many songs. So the guy, Mitch Miller, says, you can't, this is, you'll get no place with that name. So they came up with, Mitch Miller said he was a wonderful guy. So his first name became Guy. And because Mitch Miller's first name is Mitchell, the guy became Guy Mitchell. And that's where that name comes from.
Wow.
So that simple. Yep. That simple. Okay, a couple of business stories floating around that people are talking about with good reason. One of them is the story about Walmart buying Vizio. They have purchased the maker of the number one TV set that sells in Walmart. But I was thinking, you know, they call them smart TVs. I don't know. Vizios are less expensive. But someone's just telling me how he bought some, I guess the cost of these things gone way down, Jay. He bought a bigger TV set. They have an old 2K or something. I don't even know what this stuff means. Is that, the TV sets that I have in my house, one of them I had before I moved in here, and the other two I bought. Yeah, well, it's Bob K. My friend set it up, and we went to buy them, and we bought whatever was around that was good in that era. He was good at finding the stuff, and I don't remember what the brand is, but I know one of them has no brightness, and I probably should replace it. Anyway, my son was saying he went to buy this big screen thing that his wife wasn't going to like. When she saw it, but he paid $400 for something that he would have paid $4,000 for. You know, some of these things used to be very expensive. They aren't now.
Well, yeah, I think it's more of a norm anymore. That's why they're not as expensive. Well, because it is a little bit more normal where you have a smart TV because of all of the different streaming services, and you don't need to buy an additional product. It can just be part of your TV. And more homes have it, so it's not necessarily this hot commodity anymore.
Well, if you look at the deal itself, they're spending $2.3 billion because they want to expand their advertising business. They're trying to compete with Amazon. I don't know what brand Amazon is. Amazon own LG, whatever it is. They own one outfit, and so Walmart wants to be like them when they grow up, and so that's what they're doing. So this is they're offering suppliers the ability to display ads on streaming devices. How does this help them? I guess that would be my question. They have a separate, you know, business sort of called Walmart Connect, which gives advertisers access to the consumer base. They have a huge base at Walmart. They're cranking this thing up. This is a side business most people don't know anything about because it's not really public. It's like an internal business.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, Vizio has 18 million active accounts, grown by 400% since 2018. The Vizio platform has 500 direct advertisers, and the ads now account for the majority of their gross profit. So, separate business. And, you know, I just discovered this in the place that I stayed in Los Angeles. I've never had Roku before. Roku has pretty much everything that you could want. Do you have Roku on your
packages?
Yeah.
Oh, one of the TVs, yeah, it has it.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how is that? It's just the variety.
You can get the Roku channel. You can still get all of the other streaming services, which you have to pay for and then just sign into your account. Or Roku gives you the option to package different things. But it's almost like a lot of these streaming services are reinventing cable of buying your packages based on what channels you want.
And pretty soon it'll be more expensive than it was before when you you're trying to save money by cutting the cord or cutting the cable. Is that what they said?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. All right. So there's another economic story that will affect many of you. I have a Discover card, as a matter of fact, and I'm not sure what this means, and I'm not sure we're trying to figure this out. So the fact that Capital One bought Discover Card, they call it a merger, but it's not really, they bought into it. This is a huge industry, and this is a huge deal. You see the ads for Capital One all over the place. What are the long-term implications, though, for your credit? If you have, is this less? You know, it's bad enough now that your credit score is controlled by some entity that you have no control over, and neither does anybody else. Mm-hmm. That is those three reporting agencies. Nobody knows where they came from. Nobody knows where they get the authority that they have. But if you apply for a credit card and you don't have a certain score, according to these three boobs that run these companies, then you may not get your credit card. So anyway, this has got to be approved by regulators. Shareholders have to sign off on it. But it will leave Capital One in a much stronger market position, allowing them to offer more bonuses, more perks. I find the Discover Card is a good meat and potato way. I don't need it. I don't really use it that much. I don't use it actually unless somebody says, "Oh, your credit line's exhausted. You need another card." Then you use Discover. They don't have really great benefits. Like my cards are basically built around mileage that I use for travel. And so everything that I buy on those cards from those two banks, it helps me be able to sit up front. That's basically the bottom line. So another part of the story is how much credit card balances have gone up since last Christmas, right? A 4% jump from the previous quarter, the increase in credit card balances, that is what you owe around the country and around the world, increased. It's not that the debt is $50 billion, but the increase in the amount of debt for the last quarter of last year is up by $50 billion.
Wow.
And so when they charge you 29% on what you haven't paid, that's like mouthwatering to these people. And that's one of the reasons that there is this, let's go get another company if we can to make more money. All right, so think about that. 18 after, this is a good day.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com.
Hear that? It's the gentle sound of a waterfall on your hike. And if you were here, you'd take a deep breath of fresh air if you weren't so winded. But you're not here, because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. And the bugs you wipe from your headlights are all the nature you need. So if you ride, see if you could save with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Get an online quote in as little as 3 minutes, all from the great indoors. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, head dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Now 23 at the hour, science, technology, social media all wrapped up into one report here on the Good Day program. Yeah, because social media is important and how it works is important. And so here's something from Austin, Texas that we found. Police department there raising concerns about what appears to be crooks targeting people on social media who have had their cars stolen. So when a
it's
person's
like a double
car...
Army.
Yeah, right, exactly. It's bad enough the car gets stolen. But then when you look at the... Austin has become a victim of its own success. The homeless problem in Austin has grown exponentially. You know, there were hundreds of thousands of people who moved to Austin from Los Angeles because people in Los Angeles can't stand to live there, and Austin seemed to be a paradise, not so much anymore. The homeless problem and thefts, you know, it's becoming just like Los Angeles. Well, I guess that makes sense because most of the people that are moving there are coming from Los Angeles. So anyway, there's this problem with rising auto theft rates, but along with that, there appears to be a trend of social media commenting. When you look around, messages that are being shared are kind of inside messages, right? Isn't that how... That's kind of what
it
looks like.
It's not necessarily
though.
An inside job. It's typically like a completely different theft situation. A lot of people who are on social media don't have their social media private, and if their card gets stolen, they're typically posting about it. And you have these other kind of personal accounts who will be like, hey, you know what? This company's really good at helping people find their cars, and then they direct you
Scam.
To a Facebook page or an Instagram
Scam
account.
Alert.
Yeah,
yep.
With a link where you pay money for them to help you find your car, and
you
they, steal your money.
Hello. Ding, 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 ding. You should talk to Stephen J.J. Wiseman about that. Ever have an instance, by the way, where these sorts of things happen and you want to check it out? Go to scamicide.com. That's the website set up by our lawyer who appears every week on the countdown. And also sometimes here when we have legal questions, it's scamicide.com. Check that out. Here's something else to check out when it comes to technology. This has been a big deal for the last 24 hours or so. What the discovery means, the Milky Way Radcliffe Wave. This is another discovery. You find almost every day on the NASA website, you find something new, like this 9,000 light-year long gas structure. And can you even imagine? as it's moving along, everything moves in the universe. This is so hard to even imagine. You just, you know, you can't imagine the size. You can't imagine how this all happens chemically.
Mm-hmm.
But at any rate, this huge gas structure is birthing new stars. How they're looking at this as insight into how the entire universe was created out of nothing, which is hard to believe even in and of itself, right? How could there have been nothing 20 billion years ago, and then all of a sudden there was something? I'm not sure these guys got the story right, but I don't know what the right story is, frankly.
Who was it? It's an astrophysicist or somebody who was saying their theoretical idea is that the Big Bang was not the beginning of our situation, but the end of a previous one.
Yeah, could have been more of the black hole thing. And this looks like somehow this is connected to a black hole, and that's another thing that people don't understand. What is that? What's a black hole? It's sort of akin to a vacuum, you know. The nature doesn't like a vacuum. So when there's a vacuum, something gets put into it. It gets sucked in to the hole to try to fill it. And that's kind of what a black hole is. And it brings a lot of, you know, planets. People are worried about what happens to our solar system. We're going to get sucked into a black hole. Probably not much to worry about in your lifetime, I'm going to guess. All right.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. California continues getting drenched by atmospheric river storms. Governor Gavin Newsom has activated the state's Emergency Operations Center. Cal OES spokesman Brian Ferguson.
Along the central coast and down into Los Angeles County, we're worried about flash flooding and land movement.
There's another half inch to inch of rain expected Wednesday. There's already been roughly 8 to 12 inches of new rainfall in affected areas the past several days. Taylor Swift's impact is evident in Lyft's financial success.
According to Lyft CEO David Risher, the rideshare company experienced a notable increase in its bottom line due to the Taylor Swift Eras Tour. Traffic to and from stadiums and hotels surged by 25 to 60% whenever the pop star was in town. Risher also disclosed to Yahoo Finance that fans of Swift, known as Swifties, tend to tip triple.
USA's John Schaefer. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's
going to
be a good day.
No, I bet you a good day, sir. This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Hello, my name is Lance Evan Fisher. This is my Gramps' radio show, The Good Day Radio Program.
Now, your courage, Miss...
French. Sylvia French. I admire your luck, Mr...
Bond. James Bond.
Didn't we always love that? And the music that comes in underneath it, that iconic James Bond theme that plays in variation all through. It's like the Mission Impossible movies where there's a theme that's so iconic. The Star Wars theme, you know, those movie themes that you can do different riffs, do play with them differently, and yet, you know, when you hear them, he's going to get the bad guys. And so that's one of the, I think, best Bond, James Bond. There's something on British TV that I saw a few nights ago that basically is the overview of how Ian Fleming came to write the James Bond. It's sort of like a profile of Ian Fleming's life and the books that he wrote in the 50s about this British secret agent and where he got his ideas and stuff. It's pretty interesting as to where the ideas came from and then what you see or what you read in the books and then what you see on the screen. It really is. It's really pretty amazing, actually. And you get down to brass tacks, and that's what we do here. We are in our brass tack mode. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen here on the Good Day program. It's the sweet, simple things in life which are the real ones, after all. We have so many complicated things. I was thinking about that, how simple life is for some people, because they make it that way. They ignore the silly stuff that's on social media. They ignore all the arguing and the fussing and the fighting that goes on, sometimes at the hand of social media and sometimes just in relationships. Look at all the people who work together that don't get along. Look at the marriages where the husband and wife don't get along. Look at the families where the sisters and brothers don't get along. Mm-hmm. What's the point of that? What is the being angry? I mean, I know a circumstance where a sister who is business partners with her brother, this lady happened to get divorced, and so in order, the family, the husband and wife had invested in this business, and so the husband needed to be paid out, and that was fine. And then it wasn't the owner's decision. They decided to get divorced, and so now the sister wants what the husband got. And even though she's still in, it's an incredible example of the entire family being in an uproar because she wants, what her husband, and they can't, they're arguing and fussing and fighting in the anger over money. Mm-hmm. How do you do that? I don't get it.
And then other family members get involved because there's triangulating happening where one person is talking to a different family member and kind of passing messages back and forth. And it's a hot mess. Then there are other situations where sometimes people just have really toxic family members and they cut them out of their life because that's what's best for their own mental health and for their own life moving forward.
Yep. Well, that's food for thought. Thank you for that approach to it. All right, we've been talking about the weather on the West Coast, which is modifying somewhat as we head into the middle part of the week. The, what do they call it, atmospheric river that has washed, I think I had 5 or 6 inches yesterday in Los Angeles, but it's going to dry out before I get there, he said. Well, that's what happened the last couple of weeks ago. The same thing happened, same amount. It didn't have quite as much rain the last couple of days as they did a couple of weeks ago, but the rain went further so that things like Death Valley. Okay, Death Valley is called Death Valley because nothing can live there because it's all a big desert, right? Well, the recent rains and the flooding, as it took its toll on California and moved eastward, if you look at some of the satellite images on the NASA website, Jay, you can see the motion, the formation, if you will, of a new lake. If you go to Badwater Basin, you can just Google Badwater. It sounds like being a cowboy, right?
It does.
Badwater Basin. That's in the Death Valley National Park. The lake was formed, and it supposedly, depending on the temperature and how warm it is, it'll last for a couple of months. So this is what, the weather, and that storm is heading east. We're going to get it here. In the east, we get, because the weather goes from west to east. So I get some rain here. You'll get it on Friday. We'll get it here in New England on Saturday. And then the temperatures go down like a rock after the storm. It'll be lucky to get to 20 degrees here over the weekend on Sunday. And then it bops back up into the 50s. By Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday of next week, and that's the way it's doing all across the country.
But this is why we always get sick around this time of year.
Yeah, because the weather changes so dramatically. Mm-hmm. And it really is a very interesting thing. All right, speaking about that neck of the woods, the U.S.-Mexican border is about 150 miles south of Death Valley. And this week, it was announced that there is one, listen to this, listen, stop whatever you're doing. If you're driving, turn the volume up to hear this story. Nobody's talking about this. 100 billion gallons of toxic waste, sewage, has been created along the U.S.-Mexican border because of these GD illegals. Billions of gallons of contaminated sewage that are now flowing into San Diego, as an example, from the Mexican side. So thank you, Mr. Biden, and your colleagues for making yet another mess from your totally incompetent handling of this situation. The transboundary pollution is what it's being called now, mm-hmm. and it's a ticking time bomb that will infest any, you know, the Tijuana River, which is nothing but a big sewer that's flowing into San Diego County. And north, it goes 120 miles from Mexico into California before it flows into the Pacific Ocean. This is by Imperial Beach, and where Coronado is, that beautiful hotel. It's a cesspool.
Uh-huh.
And this billions
this
of gallons.
This has been happening through over the last 5 years. This is an accumulation of over the last 5 years. Industrial waste, urban runoff. Mm-hmm.
Why anybody would vote for Biden is beyond me. I know some of you think it's great to be able to help people, and I'm all for helping people. No question about that. But this is not, you got to help people when it doesn't hurt you. There shouldn't be a penalty for us helping these people. Instead, we're being penalized. Our tax dollars, and then situations like this, untreated sewage flowing all over the place. What the heck is, what is this?
But this isn't even because
how
of undocumented people coming into the country. This is because of what's happening with these businesses and just in these areas that it's running into the Tijuana River and then flowing upwards.
Yeah, but the reason that they have the sewage is because there are people that are there that shouldn't be there using the facilities. That's part of what the problem is. And these viruses and the bacteria, hepatitis, crap, salmonella, listeria, you name it.
Purposely dumped into the Tijuana River that they're trying to get rid of. It's absolutely awful.
Yeah. All right, as long as we're talking about this sort of thing, Governor Abbott in Texas, I'm not a big fan of his, but I think he's on the right path. The border pass at Eagle Pass is now going to have National Guard members there. The state federal authorities are it's kind of like we're going to go to war. The state of Texas versus the United States of America. Right? This is how stupid, this is how silly this has become. So the people in Texas who voted for Abbott, they're responding. Most people are supportive of this. That is keeping the border closed. Put up the wire. The federal government wants to cut the wire. And it tells you pretty much what the psychological impact is of all of this. Where are the people that want to let all these folks into the country? Where's your head at? And if you're listening to this program and you think this is great, okay, let's post something, if you can, Jay, on our social media. Everybody can get into Facebook or Instagram or Twitter or whatever at Good Day Networks and tell us whether you think, I know you're not going to tell us that you think it's a good idea, but am I being too harsh on this? Am I being too dramatic? Am I being too focused? There's nothing about this that's good. As far as I can see, not one thing about this is good. Have we helped some people that were sick or, families that needed help? Yeah, that's fine, to a point. But how do you identify them? How do you separate them out? Well, this is like a stampede. The old westerns, or even today, there are migrations of cattle from one, some of these big ranches moving the cattle from one side to another. So they have a cattle drive. This is like a catalyst, like a herd of people, and they're being driven in some cases by the coyotes that push them across, charge them $3,000 to get them across the border. only to find there's nothing on the other side. And, you know, you got that. And then, of course, there's the great Alejandro Mayorkas, who is critical of Governor Abbott because of his unilateral actions on the border. Oh, yeah, there's the guy. This guy's a great asset. He's never going to get impeached. That's a waste of time and money. But he's not, you know, he's... I'll stick my foot in my mouth for a minute. By appointing somebody to a job like this, who is obviously on the side, given his background, his familial background, where his family came from, he's going to be sympathetic by design to this policy, which he more or less is the architect of at the moment. And so he says that what Governor Abbott is doing is unconscionable. According to whom? He says, deliberately refusing to communicate, coordinate, or collaborate with other public officials in our nation's interest. What's in our nation's interest is to stop this craziness. So if this guy can't see it, which he obviously can't because of his own prejudice, his own experience, whatever it is, I think that does qualify. He should be disqualified from the job. Should never have been approved by the Senate in the first place when it came to confirmation. How do you get approved? There are more Democrats in the Senate than there are Republicans. So, okay, whatever Biden wanted, we'll give him what he wants.
And then it becomes about the parties and not the American people, once again.
Exactly. Yep. It really is. You can tell how is it frustrating, whatever it is. Hear the emotions of our conversations. That's one of the good things about listening to radio programs like this. We have our daily Good Day download, which is a well-edited overview of what we've talked about on the whole show. Go to gooddayshow.com and get that. Or, and we talked about this actually yesterday, the Texas high school staff member who died from injuries after the incident, you know, was that part of this? Who knows? But there's a lot going on, and you can catch it with gooddayshow.com being the focus of listening to the program anytime during the day. It's 48 after the hour now.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth, and if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-364-9188. 800-364-9188. 800-364-9188.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Progressive asks, what do a late-night pizza craving?
Pizza place. Can I get one large pepperoni pizza?
A newly licensed teen delivery driver. A guaranteed delivery time or its free offer. And your front fence have in common?
Uh-oh.
It's my fence!
They can turn your stomach upside down in under 30 minutes.
I'm still getting a tip, right?
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba,
valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
About 53 after the hour here in the Good Day program. Doug Stephan with Jay Kirshner and the ever-lovable Warren Eckstein, who is here, the host of The Pet Show. Anybody who listens to The Pet Show that's actually on a lot of the same stations that carry this program know how lovable, how warm Warren is. He's like a big puppy dog, actually.
Absolutely. That's I could not agree more.
Yeah, yeah. That I knew. All right, here's a cat story. We don't have too many cat stories. There's a cat story floating around about how this cat reunited with its owners up in Montana. It was displaced in Maui in the wildfires. This is a wild story. The cat in Maui gets lost and ends up with the owners that went back to Montana. How do you like that?
That's a pretty amazing story.
Cat, yeah, it is kind of amazing. The cat's name is Mahina. It was found by the organization there, the Maui Humane Society, survived 100 days in that burn zone.
Yeah, I do a lot of work with the Maui Humane Society. Great group, by the way. A lot of work, because, we're hurting in Maui. So it's an incredible organization. It's probably the only organization there, and they do a lot of work with the community, yeah?
Yeah, right. So imagine, though, the fact that the cat was found. They posted pictures on Facebook, and somebody saw the cat and connected with the owners, and bing, bang, boom, here you go. It's a happy kitty and a happy family.
Well, there you go. Hey, speaking about cats, two things I want to go over. Number one, a quote that made me cry this morning. They say that owning a dog will bless you with the happiest days of your life and one of the worst. How true is that?
Mm-hmm. Well,
how true is that? You know, I was just thinking about that. You know, And speaking about cats, because we can't leave cats out, I came across someone who actually emailed me and asked this question, and I'm going to ask you, Doug. Do cats have a sense of humor?
Yes.
Absolutely.
But it's their own sense of humor, not related to humans at all.
Yeah, they don't get Rodney. They don't get Rodney Dangerfield. Cats don't get Rodney Dangerfield. But they do have their own way. They do have their own way of reacting with each other and making us laugh at the same time. So I have no doubt. I can't prove it to you scientifically. And I'd love to have scientific proof for things. I can't prove it scientifically, but having worked with the thousands and thousands of cats I've worked with, I can honestly say that just like people, the sense of humor varies from cat to cat, just like it does from human to human or dog to dog.
Yeah. I guess when I think about the sorts of things, the communication that we have, do dogs have a sense of humor? I think Daisy has a sense of humor. If she looks at me, there's a look on her eye that when she's upset with me, I can always tell there's a sense of wryness to that, maybe. That's what it is. So pay attention to your dog's moods. For sure.
But they bring you out. They bring you out of bad
mood. Yeah, of course they're the best.
That's the important thing. Absolutely.
They bring out the best in us. They do.
Got there.
The best in us. A hiker killed a rabid coyote with his bare hands after being bitten on the leg during an attack in Rhode Island. Did you see this? The coyote attack. It's not often coyotes will go after humans.
Well, it's this time of year. They're very hungry. This time of year, they're very hungry. You know, it's breeding. So it's, in fact, I just moved to Arizona, and I was out there the other day in the morning, and they were howling like crazy. But, you know, then again, I'm very overcautious with my animals. But they got to live to, I can never understand why they don't use birth control for coyotes. It makes me crazy that they can't
they
do it.
They can put in the water.
They can put in the water. They can put in the food. They can do trap and release like they do with cats, TNR, trap and release them so they can't breathe. I don't understand it. Why they won't do that. It just makes no sense to me. Coyotes are part of our landscape, and just like wolves.
Coyotes don't have a constituency, though. They have cats have a constituency, dogs have a constituency, but coyotes don't. In my instance on the farm, they kill young calves. I have no use for them. I don't want them. I destroy them or get rid of them as I can. Because they, through no fault of their own,
you need cougar pee. You can buy powdered cougar
urine. Spread it around.
And spread it around. It doesn't smell great, but let me tell you, it keeps the coyotes away.
I'm going to go into Tractor Supply today and look at the lady behind the counter.
I need some urine.
Yeah, urine. Yeah, give me some pee. Please, pass me the pee.
There you go. It does work. It does work. It really does.
Yeah. In Kansas, lawmakers have increased penalties for anybody found guilty of harming police dogs. This seems to be something that's kind of a national thing, right? States.
Yeah, I say get the guillotine out. If they harm a police dog, get the guillotine. I'm not strong about it, but that's how I feel.
Right. Get the guillotine. All right. There he is, mild-mannered Warren Eckstein. You'll hear more of that this weekend on The Pet Show. Check out where it's heard at petshow.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.